The topic is that in the telco you have two Okay. No, it's quite okay. Everything okay. A telco operator has two different data streams. You have on the one hand side this signaling data from the network, this data we're using here. And on the other hand side, you have the customer database. And we are using, in this analysis case, only the information of the signaling data, only the network data. So we have no connection to the database of the customer in this case. This was also necessary because in case of anonymization, so it's not allowed to put them together. What we're then using is, for example, also based on the statistical informations, we're calculating the home location. We know, for example, from Statistics Austria, how is the socio-demographic information of this home location. And we're then developing a probabilistic model that we're putting the information of some statistics together with our floating movement information to combine the two topics. And at the end of the day, for example, also we are allowed only to provide if people are moving from one origin to one destination in different traffic zones, that, for example, if the number is lower than 20, we are only allowed to give the information that there are lower than 20 synthetic people moving around. So we have different regulations and also different parameters based on the data privacy, what is allowed to provide and also what is allowed really to analyze in this case. I think also afterwards we can discuss a little bit more in detail. Maybe also we can provide you a little bit more information how this data anonymized process works in this case. Because at the end of the day, it's quite necessary that people which give the information to a telco, that they are really well informed, I would say, what we're doing at the end of the day with the data. And we're only interested in, and this is a very, very relevant part, at the end of the day in transport statistics. So we're providing how many people or passengers are moving from O to D, how many passengers are on a train station. So we are not interested, or I think nobody in using the mobile phone data is interested in an individual. At the end of the day, we should be also interested in the aggregated result. And I think the aggregated result is also relevant for the transport statistics.